We're talking about the House of Keys general election. We heard your intention to stand a few weeks ago. There's been a U-turn on that decision.
There has. And I can only put it in these terms that I was heavily encouraged by my wife and many other people to stand. But I have to admit, the last couple of weeks since declaring that, I've felt, and I've put that in the press release, that I'm betraying Jane. We've been trying for 2 years to get a diagnosis of what was up with her. And we now know it's fibromyalgia. And those that don't know, that's a chronic condition characterised by widespread pain and fatigue and other symptoms. And that's on top of pre-existing conditions that she has. So her world at the moment is pretty boom and bust with that. When it was diagnosed, Dr. Dashfield said, "You've got to learn to be a tortoise rather than a hare." And I said, "Do you know who you're talking to?" Because she's just not like that. So it was a big adjustment to her. And really, I can't put her through 3 months of being away constantly, knocking on doors, which you've got to do. It's a very time-consuming business, having done it 5 years ago, and you've got to put maximum effort in. And if I was elected, of course, it's not a 9-to-5 job. It takes up a lot of time in the evenings and weekends as well. So I've decided I've got to put my wife first.
The fibromyalgia condition is one that, you know, we've spoken about this on Manx Radio before, and its impact is huge on those who suffer from it. And as you mentioned, I mean, Jane has coped with this incredibly well, and you wouldn't even know necessarily that she was living with this condition. There will be people, Tim Glover, though, who may think the only reason you're not standing is because you're worried about not getting back in.
That's a daft question, really, because if I wasn't, I was worried about that solely, why wouldn't I stand and get the 4 month payoff, you know, that social media is so big on? I'm doing this because I'm a man of integrity.
What would you say to the constituents in your area then about what happens next for them, I guess?
Well, I hope more people come out of the woodwork and stand. There's clearly now a vacancy there. A sitting member is standing down. It's been an absolute privilege to serve not just the people of Arbury, Castletown and Maloo, but the people of the island. The privilege of my working life, it really has been. So I'm going to miss it really badly, but, you know, you can only deal with the hand you've been dealt.
Have you been the politician that you always hoped you would be?
Yeah, I mean, at least I was the one who had the courage to put a vote of no confidence in the Chief Minister when there was a lot of talk in amongst MHKs and, of course, the wider public. I had the courage to do it, and I think it needed doing at that time. I said I'd be very honest, and I think I have been all the way through. I've said it how it is. Of course, there's always things you'd like to do more, but politics is sometimes like wading through treacle at times and frustrating. But I've stuck to my guns, stuck to what I said I was going to do, and the only promise I made 5 years ago was that I would work very hard for the people who put me there and be their representative. And I feel I've achieved that. I'm disappointed I can't get the opportunity to try and get another term. But as I say, I've got to put my wife first in this situation.
And you have been, as you say, a politician who's picked up on the public issues. Some people might, I don't know, rather maybe unkindly say, Tim Glover, that you are somebody who sees what is going to be the thought of the public and maybe run with that a little bit. Do you think there's been some of that?
I think you're mistaking me for Jason Morehouse there. No, I certainly will represent their views and will put those views forward in the best terms that I can. But I have to represent what I believe as well. And I think I've done that through the term. And I've been particularly proud of the work that I did in Cabinet Office and Infrastructure, the OFT, and the scrutiny role in particular. 5 years on the Social Affairs Policy Review Committee has been invaluable, and the work's not done just yet. There'll be a very big report being laid shortly on suicide prevention. It won't be debated by the current administration, but it will be laid before the end of this administration, and that will be up for debate in October. So a big thank you for all the well wishes I had 2 weeks ago when I declared, and it was a considerable volume of that as well. People were pleased. They may be disappointed now. I'm sure there are people that are relieved that I'm not standing, but that's the nature of politics, isn't it? So here's to the next chapter. And I have to put my wife first.
And just finally, how would you evaluate the administration of the past 5 years overall, and how do you think that compares with how the public sees it?
I think the fact I put the vote of no confidence in on the Chief Minister explains how I've seen things.
But you've been part of that administration.
Absolutely, but there's been 29 changes at the top. That's not stability. That's not going to lead to progress and work being done. I think there's been a lot of consultation, a lot of talk, but not enough action. And that's what I'd hope will be the focus of the general election, about getting things done.
And what's next for you then?
Who knows?
Thank you for making it to the end of the Manx Radio newscast. You are obviously someone with exquisite taste. May I politely suggest you might want to subscribe to this and a wide range of Manx Radio podcasts at your favourite podcast provider, so our best bits will magically appear on your smartphone. Thank you.